Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's like the worst breakup you've ever had?
Oh God, I think it was your last guest. I hate to say it.
I'm so excited to see you tonight.
Hey guys, thank you again for joining me as always on First Date with me as your host, Lauren Compton. You know my guest today from the This Bitch podcast and the Kim Congdon Takeover. She has a new stand-up special out on YouTube, Kim Congdon.
Hey, thank you. Oh, wow. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Well, I've got this menu here, so I've got some appetizer questions.
Okay, I love it.
And then main course, and then we'll have a dessert.
I love it.
Question.
Yeah, let's go.
We're going to start off with some appetizer questions. Are you in a relationship currently?
I am, yeah. I'm in a new relationship.
How new?
Very new. We met a couple weeks before
night?
Christmas.
No, oh, no. Okay. Yeah.
So new that I'm like, I can't wait till we're dating for one more month so it's not weird. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, just the first couple months, everyone's like, okay. But yeah, it's very new.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How did you guys meet?
We met in Florida on the beach when I was visiting back home for Christmas. I was back home with my parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is he from Florida?
No, he was visiting too.
Where do you live in the same state?
Now we do.
Did he move for you?
Well, like, okay, so he was in Australia for a year traveling, and then he was in Florida. He was going to start working. My mom lives near the Space Center, so he was going to start working over there. And then we met, and he's just kind of been with me since then, and it's been like a couple months.
Yeah.
So,
well, it sounds like you like him.
Yeah. So people are like, where does he live? I'm like, I guess like wherever I'm at right now, but we're just going to see if we're going to break up in the next month or two.
So keep it really interesting.
We're just winging it, you know? But I'm not really like this at all. Like I barely ever have a boyfriend. I've had three boyfriends my whole life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So three or four, I think. And I don't really have like long things, and I don't really get into things really fast. Like, it's a bit so funny, I've introduced him to all, and I've jumped in fully. I've done like the crazy girl, like,
nose
he's
dive.
Met my whole family. I've met his whole family. He met my mom the second time we hung out, so we just did the whole thing, and I never do that. But I'm glad, because everybody that he meets, they've been like, oh, we've never seen him with a guy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, at least he knows I'm not crazy and that I do this all the time. But yeah,
what do you look for in a guy?
I really want someone that I get along with like a friend.
Mm-hmm.
I want it to feel like a hang. Like with him, I've been saying every night, I'm like, it feels like we're like, before we went to bed the other night, I was like, do you think your mom cares if we have another sleepover? Like, and it does feel like that. It feels like we're just hanging and having like fun sleepovers. But with sex.
Yeah. That's like the best sleepover.
Yeah, exactly.
What's your biggest pet peeve in a relationship?
Dishonesty.
Mm.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's it.
That's a pretty big red flag.
That's the big one. Like, lying about anything, I think, is weird. And that goes for anybody, not just like with someone I'm dating. If I know someone's a liar, there's just something about the lie. If you'll lie, you'll do anything bad, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's like when you're lying, you're kind of lying to yourself too. So you don't even trust yourself. I don't know. It's fucked up.
It's deep.
Yeah. When people lie, I think it goes deeper than maybe what it is. Maybe I'm the issue.
Yeah.
But
yeah. But I'm always the first one to point fingers.
What is
I'm
on
like,
that menu?
I'm like,
true?
What are you doing?
You're right.
What does that say about you, bitch?
You know, you're right. Sometimes you got to take a step back and be like, what does this say about me? I'm jaded, probably. But yeah, I like honesty. If I can trust someone, And someone that I like, kind of like, I don't think they're right all the time, but I respect their opinion. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't date a guy where I feel like I can't trust him to like make choices for both of us.
Yeah. Who's better at planning date night, do you think?
Well, this is so funny. We like have been together, so we haven't had an official date night. Like, we've gone out to eat.
Or every night has been date night.
Every night has been. That's what I've been saying. I tried to be like, we haven't even gone on a date. And then we went to dinner the other night. And he was like, do you want me to ask you, like, date questions? And he started. And I was like, never mind. Let's, like, go back to the crazy thing we were doing. Because I don't like it. But I feel like I'd probably be a little better at planning date night.
Do you like fancy dating or do you like casual at home hangs?
I'm very casual. I like a hike, a frozen yogurt in bed with some Netflix. I don't really love to go out. I feel like my whole job is going out and it's constantly shit like that. So any chance I get, I'm like, let's stay in. Let's go do some mushrooms and get some yogurt, some froyo, and watch National Geographic. I'm like kind of, you know.
Yeah.
But don't get me wrong. I'll go out and I'll black out every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, every 7 months.
Frozen yogurt, huh?
Yeah, I'm a big froyo fan.
I think I've only had frozen yogurt like twice in my life.
Are you serious?
Yeah, but I'm not like really a big yogurt person.
What's your dessert?
I'm really not a big sweet person. But I would probably go for something with
peanut
butter and
chocolate.
That's why
you're hot, dude. That's why she's hot. Every hot girl hates sweets.
I can drink you under the table.
Okay. Yeah, that's a hot girl thing, too.
No, that's how I gain weight. Alcohol is my biggest.
Oh, like, I see.
Yeah, I mean, I'm coming across as like an alcoholic, but I mean, you know.
Yeah.
That's when the pot calls the kettle. Oh, black, whatever.
I know what you're trying to say.
Me calling myself, I'm like, no, I'm not.
She's drunk right now, people.
I haven't been sober in 13 years.
Well, shit.
Does he always pay for your dates?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a big green flag. Yeah.
Every once in a while I'll do it because I feel so bad that I've upturned his whole life and he's just like following me around. So every once in a while I'll just
pay. But that's his choice.
Ahead of time. I know it is.
You know?
I know.
But let him follow you.
I know. You're right. You're right.
He's like,
you know what? I'm gonna invoice him for every time I've.
I think you should.
Been polite. I'm gonna send him a little thing because I have a couple times been like, but I'm gonna send in a little invoice. I gotta remind myself.
Do you get jealous easily?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Like, so you get jealous a lot?
I can't help it. I do. I get a little jealous.
Like if he looks at another girl or if a girl's like looking at him, which way do we lean more?
You know, the thing is, he's really good. Like I think I've seen him like check out a girl and he does what I've always wanted my boyfriend to do, that if he's going to check out a girl, he does it respectfully. I feel like he looks and then moves on. And I feel like I've dated people that have looked and then been like, you know, like that kind of look. And that is just my line. You know, you can look and move on and I still will feel like a little. But I think that's normal. I don't think any girl sees her guy notice someone beautiful and then feels like amazing and keeps living life. I feel like you do feel a little something.
Yeah.
No, do you?
I mean,
anything.
I feel like I check out more girls than my boyfriend does.
I feel like that too.
If a girl like walks by, I'm like, damn, did you see that girl's fucking ass? Like,
see, I do that too. When we were in Puerto Rico, I kept being like, you have to see the ass behind us.
Yeah.
Like, I actually would be a bad girlfriend if you missed this one.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I like to rate people's asses and I'm like, is it real or fake?
Yeah. That's a fun game.
I mean, I'm constantly checking out girls and especially outfits. Like, I follow way more hot girls on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I'm always just like, God, that outfit is so freaking cute.
I know.
Screenshot.
You know what?
It's
one of those things again where it's, I needed to look within.
But
it's
I'm allowed
again.
To look. They're not allowed to look unless I say like, hey.
You can look for 1 to 3 seconds. That's it.
The only time I ever got really upset was when we were driving and there was like two hot blondes walking down the street and he like broke his neck.
See, that's what pisses me off.
Oh my God. That, I was like, we could have just gotten in a serious car accident.
Oh, and then he risked your health and livelihood? Yeah. Oh, no, 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 no. Yeah. That would have been a domestic dispute. I'm just kidding.
Let's get into our main course questions.
Do you think open relationships work?
I don't know. Not for me. That's for sure. It's one of those things where like people claim that they work and they love it. And I think good for you. But I'm like, with the dynamic, one person has to feel a certain way. I don't know. Maybe it works for some people. I actually have no idea. It could never work for me. Are you in an open relationship?
No. I just wanted to know how you felt about it, but you went back and forth from yes to no like four times.
I feel like I just don't know if people genuinely are happy in them.
I feel like if you want to be in an open relationship, just be single and fuck a bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
Why say that you're in a relationship?
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
Yeah. No, you're right. In a relationship. Yeah, I know. Because I've known people that are like, oh, we're in an open relationship and they seem so happy. And I've been like, I don't know. I don't know how people could be happy. They're like, we're happy. And every time they always break up and it's always over jealousy or one person like getting into this other person they're seeing. Like it happens almost with everyone I've ever met personally that has an open relationship.
Yeah.
Shit's gotten jealous. People got jealous. Like it always happens.
Yeah. I don't know anyone that has still a successful open relationship.
And some people might. They're out there, I'm sure. But I think it's more rare than we think. I think that like a lot of the times it's like coercing your partner into allowing you to do whatever you want and then convincing them that they enjoy it as well.
Yeah.
Ooh, that might get me in trouble to say, but I know that it's real for some people and some people it actually works, but I think most people, that's the deal.
Yeah. Do you, since you're a comedian in the dating scene, do you like pickup lines?
No, I don't like pickup lines.
Has anyone ever tried? What's the most clever way you've ever been picked up?
Oh my God, I don't know. I can't say that there's been like a clever way. I would hate a pickup line. That would dry me right up. I hate to say it. Like that would. Ooh, no.
Do you like it when a guy buys you a drink?
Sure, buys me a drink, starts a conversation. I don't know. For me, it's just like about like a friendship in the beginning. Really, I never was interested in getting into dating by just like meeting a stranger and then sort of going from like stranger to dating. I always wanted to have a friendship first.
So have you ever had a one-night stand?
Yes. I hate them.
Yeah.
I hate them.
Do you think that it was like alcohol influenced?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I've only ever had a one night stand if I've been drinking. And that was like mostly in college. Like I've had a couple post college, but I hate them. I hate them. I just don't like a strange man around me.
Yeah. Do you prefer their place or your place?
I prefer my place.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I'm like a weird about cleanliness and I'd be scared that their place would be dirty and I'd have to be there.
But then they know where you live.
I know. I will risk death over sleeping on some cum stained sheets. I swear to God, I will risk death. Choke me to death before I'm in your disgusting poop house. I have a little bit of OCD.
Yeah.
So,
poop house.
Yeah. Poop.
Yeah. Where'd you go to college?
University of Florida.
Okay. Yeah. That's like pretty skanky.
It is, dude. It's called the Swamp.
Ew.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I worked at a place called the Swamp Restaurant in college, like the biggest bar across from the university. And we were literally called the Swamp Girls.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. And they would just like whore us out in these outfits. It was the most fun time of my life. They would whore us out in these little slutty outfits. We like on wing night, we had to wear these things that said, get wet. Like the wings. And the wings are like 25 cents and buckets. You would sell pitchers of beer for 25 cents. It was unhinged.
Did you make good money?
Oh my God. I made some of the best money of my life there. But I was also like, we were hustling. Like it would be like a line out the door. hundreds of people waiting to get in, and there'd be a $20 cover, and we'd be allowed to bring in like 4 or 5 friends. So I'd just go to the end of the line and tell people if they each gave me $50, I could bring like 10 of them in. And then I would make most of my money doing that. And then I'd just serve the rest of the night, and we'd have a bunch of tricks. I'd ask the bartender, like, I'd buy around like 10 shots, and I'd tell the bartender it was my friend to fill them to the top. And then I'd take all the shots and go to the back and dump them into other shots to double the amount and then sell them for cash.
That is brilliant.
Yeah.
And how long did you work at the Swamp?
I worked there for 3.5 years.
And you made like $14 million.
I made a lot of money. None of it went with me. I spent it all on vacations with my friends, but we had a fun time in college.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a great time. And yeah. I really wish I would have done more hustling.
That's okay. You can always go back. I'm sure the Swamp will still be there.
Deep in my heart. Yeah. No, the Swamp's forever. It's like a bad STD. Deep in my heart, I want to be a scammer, I think.
Let's call out the obvious. Everyone wants to head into the bedroom with confidence, feeling like the best version of themselves. But the problem is, sometimes our thoughts get in the way of our performance, or maybe we feel like we're just not reaching our full potential. That's where our friends over at Joy Mode come in. Joy Mode's Sexual Performance Booster is an all-natural and science-backed solution to increase blood flow, firmness, stamina, and performance. It comes in a palm-sized packet like your favorite electrolyte powder. Stir it into 6 to 8 ounces of water 45 minutes before sexual activity and watch the magic unfold, literally. If I had to choose between a gas station pill or Joy Mode, I would be going with Joy Mode. Whether you're happy or unhappy with your bedroom performance, why not perform better? Joy Mode's Sexual Performance Booster is like a pre-workout, but for sex. Go to usejoymode.com and get 20% off with code DATE at checkout. That's 20% off and free shipping with code DATE at usejoymode.com. Great sex, solved naturally.
The best way to learn a language? Immersion. Living where the language is spoken and using it every day. But if that's not in the cards this year, you can still learn a language the second best way. And that's with Babbel. Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works. Don't pay hundreds of dollars for private tutors or waste hours on apps that don't really help you speak the language. Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks. Even if you already speak a language and you're kind of losing it a little, like my Italian, I use Babbel to help me refresh all the little parts that I forgot. And it's so helpful because Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/firstdate. Get 55% off at babbel.com/firstdate, spelled babbel.com/firstdate. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yeah. Well, you kind of, have you seen that movie on Netflix, Griselda?
No, but I've been meaning to watch it, about Griselda Blanco.
Yeah, you have some haunting lines that are going paralleling with like her and you, and I could see you being like a total drug lord.
Oh, God. I mean, all I ever wanted in life was to be a drug lord's daughter, like a powerful one.
Yeah. And watch Griselda.
I should.
You should.
I don't know if it's good for me.
It'd be great for you. And then call me.
Okay.
So that I can learn what you would do.
And then we could rob a man together.
For sure.
Oh, yes. Yes. All right.
What is the key to a good relationship after we talk about like how to scam men?
Being nice. No. A key to a good relationship. Well, I think not holding contempt when
Ooh,
things
that's
go
like
bad.
So forgiveness.
Yeah. Yeah, letting go. Like I noticed with the guy I'm dating, whenever if I even get annoyed with him, it kind of feels like how I get annoyed with a friend. Like the first thing in my head doesn't go to like, this is not going to work.
Yeah.
Which is nice. A nice change. So just being like, yeah, things are going to get annoying, but you can move on.
So do you have to try to let go, or you need your partner to try to let go of things?
I think both.
Yeah. Grudges are never a good place to
never,
be.
Never. And just being, I mean, it's fine to be mad and take your time or whatever, but you have to like not be annoyed with the person you're with. I hate the narrative of like, ugh, my wife. I hate that.
What do you mean?
Like, you know, there's like the classic, like, I got to get home to my wife. Oh. Like that whole thing. Because, you know, I've met people, like one of the guys that owns Not a Damn Chance Burger, Philip, and the Scratch Sushi places. He's awesome. And I remember we were at a bar and there was a bunch of guys being like, oh, my girlfriend. And he kind of was like, I really like my wife. And I was like, that's what I want. Like, that's how you want someone to talk about you, to be like, oh, I kind of like it over here. Yeah. That sucks for you guys.
Like, you want to get home to your significant other, not that you have to stay out of trouble.
I think it's genuinely important to like each other and not be settling.
What's the longest relationship you've ever had?
Probably like 3 or 4 years.
Do you want to get married?
Yes.
Do you want kids?
Yes. Kid. Maybe.
One kid?
Maybe two, but yeah, one at least.
Are you an only child?
No, I have 3 sisters.
I'm an only child.
Okay.
I want a brother.
Oh, you do?
It's too late now, but I would have loved one.
Do you think it's like not cool to have just one kid? Do you think it's fucked
no,
up
I
for the kid?
No, I think it's fine. No, I don't think it's fucked up. I mean, look at me. I'm perfect. But I do feel like there's some educational stuff. Like I would have been way more... I feel like I would have been smarter.
Okay.
With a sibling. I would have caught on to things faster. Mm-hmm. I would have had someone to like learn from, hide from, run from. Like,
oh yeah.
I could have used a good punch in the face.
Dude, there's something about getting chased with a knife by a sibling that really makes you ready for life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I could have used someone stealing my shit. And pissing me off a little bit more.
Were you not a sharer growing up because you were an only child?
No, I shared. I wanted to give my shit away.
Okay, because you had so much shit probably.
Because I was an only child.
Yeah. Oh, that's so nice though.
So I always wanted to give my things away and share and do things with other people. But then I became that really annoying girl on Ritalin.
Okay.
And it was like, I mean, people fucking hated me.
Really?
Not much has changed. But I feel it was like a rough time for me. And if I just would have had someone to like be around a little bit more.
Yeah. It's a nice support system.
Yeah.
For sure. It's like a lot of fighting when you're younger. And now me and my sister live together and it's really nice. And we're 11 years apart, so.
Well, with all of that being said, I'll still probably only have one kid.
Yeah. No, it's a lot.
I mean.
It's a lot. And I just don't really, I mean, the thought of being pregnant once is scary to me. I'm like, I don't want to do it twice. I can barely keep, I'm counting carbs now.
But think about this. When you get pregnant, you don't have to care quite so much. I mean, you have to care, but you don't have to like suck your tummy in. Oh, you don't have to worry about a little pudge. God. Because you just have a huge pudge.
Yeah. You know, yeah.
It's that pudge life.
It's that pudge life. Yeah, I can't wait to just push it out.
Just we're not even pregnant.
No, I meant my stomach. Not the baby.
I was like, damn.
No. My stomach. I can't wait to just be fucking... just burping and like, I'm ready.
Do you ever feel misunderstood by other women?
Yeah. Well, I feel misunderstood by a lot of people. I feel like a lot of people think I'm a bitch and I'm really just such a pussy that it's kind of funny. I think I'm such a pussy that like my defense mechanism to not getting my feelings hurt is to seem very tough.
Okay. Do you have any bad tattoos?
Yeah, kind of. I have this. I have a couple. I got this one.
Is that cereal?
It is. It's a bowl of soup from Where the Wild Things Are.
Oh.
And I got it done in an apartment. Like, the lines are really thick. And
what does it say?
And this one says Kintsugi. That's my really bad one. I got it when I was 21. And it means to mend with gold. But it's Japanese. And I have no ties to Japan.
Yeah.
Whatsoever. So I was just really, I was in my Tumblr phase.
Yeah.
And it's just there now.
Yeah. Yeah. In a very viewable place.
Very viewable. Everybody's like, what is going on here?
Is that your only tattoo?
No, I have one right here, a bumblebee.
Oh.
With a bee on it for my podcast.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have two.
Yeah.
Do you like men with tattoos?
I do.
Do you feel like a guy with no tattoos is a red flag?
No, not necessarily. Maybe a little safe. But that might mean more money. Yeah. I don't know.
You can take the girl out of the swamp. You can't take the swamp out of the girl.
Let me split these shots up for him, and I'll tell you.
What do you have? So we know about open relationships. Mm-hmm. What about a situationship?
Okay. Well, I spent a hefty amount of time as someone who hated one night stands. But also was a human who wanted to have sex. I spent a decent amount of time in a situationship. Mm-hmm. So I am a big fan. I am a big fan. I am. Like, if you can find a friend that is cool and you can hook up with and you don't really want them necessarily, like, yeah. I think that's fine.
What's like the worst breakup you've ever had?
Oh, God, I think it was your last guest. I hate to say it.
Well, you said you don't like dishonesty, and yeah. He is loud and proud about being a liar.
Yeah, he's a liar.
Is that how he fucked up?
Oh, yes, oh, of course. Man. It's the only thing I don't want is a liar. I hate being lied to. It's so rude.
Yeah, it is.
It's so fucking rude, and it's test your intelligence.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm not
stupid.
An idiot. You're an idiot. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
he's like, no, you're too stupid to be able to tell
if I'm
lying.
Yeah, and I was for a while.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but well, you wise up. That's the thing.
Oh, yeah.
You wise up. Yeah. That intuition kicks in one day.
Yeah.
You just wake up in the middle of the night, and God says, look through the phone. It's unlocked for some reason right now.
Oh, you know, it's funny because he said that was like the most traumatic thing for him.
Was what?
Is going through the phone, all the anxiety.
Getting caught?
Thing.
Yeah. Getting caught? Yeah. That would make me anxious too. That would make me anxious too. If someone went through my phone and I was a liar, I'm still fighting with them. Fucking piece of shit.
He's gonna like come back on the show to like have his say.
We start
like,
fist
okay,
fighting. We have to call the police. It's like no more Puerto Ricans at YMH.
This show just comes into like being a boxing match.
No, we're really good friends now, which is nice. But yeah.
Okay.
Lying.
Yeah. Red flag.
Yeah, I could be friends with a liar.
Yeah.
If it's not they're not lying to me, but I know.
Do you feel like Valentine's Day is a scam?
Yeah, kind of. I mean, I don't know. I don't know about scam. I think most holidays are, I guess. But I'm the kind of person that if no one's getting hurt and it makes people happy, I don't really give a fuck. Like, there are a lot of people that find it very sweet and love it. And I've never had a boyfriend on a Valentine's Day.
Really?
I don't think so. Even in the dating for a few years, we were probably fighting on Valentine's Day. Like, I don't think I've ever had, like, a Valentine's Day with someone that I was really into and happy.
Yeah.
So.
This is going to be a first.
This is going to be a first. And I kind of was like, should we do it? And he's like, we don't have to. And I was like, I kind of want to, but at the same time, I don't think I'll enjoy it. I hate the pressure of going on a date. I kind of just have fun hanging out. And I think once you plan anything, it's never as good as you want.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, maybe he'll surprise you in like a really nice way.
Maybe he will. That would be nice.
You know?
Yeah, I like cash.
I was going to say, what's your favorite kind of gift to receive?
No, I'm very simple. I like flowers, and they don't even have to be store-bought. Like, if you pick me a flower that you see and you give it to me, it makes me so happy. I'm very it doesn't take much for me to be happy with a person if I like who they are already and I'm already attracted to them. Like, it's so funny. I like physical attention or physical affection. And sometimes my boyfriend will, like, joking, I'll be like, you know, like, touch me. And he'll jokingly just put his finger on my arm. And I'm like, you think that's funny, but that's enough for me. Like, that's actually, that's fine. Like, I'm good for another 15 minutes. I'm recharged just a little.
Yeah.
Anything. Yeah.
Is that your love language, physical touch?
I think so. Yeah.
What's his love language?
What are they? What are the love languages?
Hey, Charles! Just kidding.
What are the love languages?
There's words of affirmation.
Words of affirmations. He doesn't like
touch,
that one. I think he likes that one.
Gift giving. I can never remember the other two.
Acts of service and quality time.
And quality time.
I think acts of service and quality time, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. We seem to enjoy the quality time together.
That's good.
And so, yeah. And that's one of my favorites, too. I love spending time. Time and touching for me is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so nice.
I agree.
Yeah. I mean, words of affirmation, they're cool. But too many is too much for me. If someone's complimenting you all the time, I don't like that.
Has that happened?
Yeah. You ever meet someone and they're doing too much?
Like a fan.
Yeah. Or like a guy that likes you and you don't like him as much and then they like you too much.
That's a fan.
You're absolutely right. Holy shit.
Think about any guy that you've ever met that does that.
That's a fan.
They're a fan.
You're right.
They may not have found you on Instagram or know who you are, but they have become an instant fan.
Oh, you're right.
It's just another fancy word for simp.
Yeah. Yeah. But the simps, those simps will pay the bills sometimes.
Okay, Swampy. We're going to go on to our tasting menu. So this is rapid fire questions.
Okay.
And it's pretty fun. It's a new part of the menu that we've been incorporating, but I really like it a lot.
Okay.
I'm going to ask you a different one a little bit than Lewis. He probably lied his way through the whole thing anyway. I don't know what's true.
You know what? Tell me
guy.
His answers. I'll fact check them for you. Just kidding.
All right. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Favorite cocktail?
I like a Mexican mule.
Okay. What is a Mexican mule?
A Moscow mule with tequila.
So like ginger beer and tequila.
Yeah. And lime, I think.
I've never had one of those.
Oh, it's so good. You should try them.
I will. I'll feed my addiction.
Yes.
Shower or bath?
Shower.
Coffee or tea?
Coffee.
Favorite flowers?
I really like tulips.
Oh, I love tulips.
I really like tulips.
Thong or granny panties?
Ooh, I love a granny panty.
Morning bird or night owl?
Night owl.
Favorite position?
On top.
Lights on or off?
In between.
Dimmed?
Dimmed.
I feel that.
In between.
With some candles, maybe?
Yeah, I'm like, get my crow's feet out of it, and then you can still see my tits, and I'm good.
Botox or wrinkles?
Ooh. A little bit of both to make it look natural still.
We're an artist. iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Bert or Tom?
Oh. God damn it.
You can pick Christina too.
Christina all the way.
Hair up or down?
Half.
Okay, yeah. I see that.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Wine or champagne?
Ooh, wine.
Cotton or silk?
Cotton.
Favorite car?
I would love like a Bronco, like an old vintage
Bronco. That's pretty badass.
Yeah.
What color?
I want like a classic rusty red.
Okay.
Yeah.
Favorite type of cologne a man can wear?
Well, if the pheromones are right, nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
But what if he has body odor?
I kind of like that if I
really?
Like them. Yeah, like my, yeah. I'm into my boyfriend's armpits.
Like you lift them up and smell them?
Maybe.
Okay, TMI. Introvert or
I get
extrovert?
Real slumpy under there.
Are you an introvert or extrovert?
Depends on the day.
Okay, bipolar. Sweet or savory?
I'm mentally ill. Sweet.
Karaoke or dancing?
Karaoke.
You can sing?
No.
Okay.
That's not the point of karaoke.
I don't do karaoke because I can't sing.
That's why you should do it. It's the place. It's the place for us to let it out.
Dude.
You know it feels good to sing. Uh-uh. You know when you're by yourself in the car, it feels good to try. Do you try alone?
I don't.
That's one of the most liberating things a human could do is freely dance or freely sing by themselves. Do you guys freely sing in the car?
Yeah. All the time.
God. Oh, my gosh.
I think I am Adele in a car.
I annoy myself.
Oh, fuck.
If I sing, I'll hit a bad note within 3 seconds and be like, oh, my God.
Sweetie, turn that up louder.
Oh, God. Pretend what it's great you. Advice. Yeah. Goldfish or Cheez-Its?
Cheez-Its. For real.
All right, that's the tasting menu. All right, now my dessert question.
Ooh, hell yeah.
Most romantic thing a guy has ever done for you?
Oh, God, this feels so mean with my boyfriend watching who has made my entire life a romance since I met him.
Well, before that, he knows you were with other people.
Probably, you know what? I've actually told him this story. It was my very first boyfriend, the first guy I ever liked. The way he asked me to be his girlfriend was super romantic. And this is when I was 17. I came home from school and there was like a note on my bed and it told me to check my closet. There was a whole outfit, shoes, jewelry. And then on the outfit, it said like, meet me here. And then he picked
me up. Was it Ron White?
No, I wish. If I was 17 and Ron White was 87 when this happened, that would be crazy. But yeah, and then he picked me up and then he took me out to dinner and we went to the melting pot and then he took me to the beach and he had this whole thing set up and asked me to be his girlfriend. It was very cute.
How long did you date him?
I dated him for 2.5 years.
Okay.
Yeah, straight into college. And then when we went to college together, all the bars were girls 18, guys 21, which is really fucked up if you think about it. Because it's just guys feeding 18-year-old girls alcohol.
Yeah.
And he couldn't go anywhere, but I could go to all of them. And it really tore our relationship apart in college. I was like, there are other men. I came from such a small town. I was like, what? And I was out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was very romantic.
That is really romantic. Mm-hmm. Also, the melting pot.
The melting pot.
Fondue.
The melty cheese. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was Michelin star in high school.
I was going to say, that's like fancy as fuck. Even today.
Yeah.
I haven't been to the melting pot in decades.
You know, I tried it again as an adult. And I
was sick.
Decade, she meant.
I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, I tried it again as an adult and it didn't hold up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Damn.
So.
Well, where can people find you?
Guys, you can follow me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon. Check out my podcast, This Bitch with Sarah Weinshank, and my own podcast, The Kim Congdon Takeover. But most importantly, I really, really, really want to promote my comedy special, Childless MILF, out February 14th. I don't know when this airs, but February 14th, it'll be on YouTube. And please check it out and share it with a friend.
That's the best Valentine's ever.
Yes, you just go fuck and put it on repeat.
In please. The background.
Yes, in the background. Just fuck to my jokes in the background. Yeah.
So. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. This was so fun.
I would love to have you back anytime you're in town.
I'd love to do it.
Thank you guys so much for watching.
Bye.
We'll see you next time.
First date, baby.
Are you really drinking a glass of milk with dinner?
First date, I can't wait.
You told your mom about it?